Lent Bumps.
Cam FM.
Right, for the final time then today, let's get some race commentary. Men's Division 1, the final race of Lent Bumps 2012 from Cam FM. Let's cross over to our commentary team, beginning with Michael Brooks. Hello.
A very good afternoon to you from the last time from the River Cam. This is the commentary team for Cam FM on the towpath. Wow. We're almost here. We've almost finished the competition, and what an amazing competition it has been. Now, we're about to race the men's first division of the final day of Lent Bumps to see who's going to get ahead of the river. And before this race, before the men's first, there's always an atmosphere that hangs around the river. The skies have cleared, the clouds have parted, sun is shining through. The north bank is where everybody's standing around Grassy Corner, absolutely rammed. The south bank lit up by sunlight. A few ducks fly overhead making noise. And just to give you a recap of what's happened in this division in years past, in 2002 to 2006, Tees were firmly at hold of the headship. It looked like nobody would unseat them actually in the Lents. And then in 2007 it all changed, and first and thirds took the head on the first day, a position which they held 2010 actually, and that's what led them to paint the bridge, the motorway bridge, with the words "Back to Where We Belong." And then in 2011, Keys managed to bump up every day and knock first and thirds off the headship. I like to call that double blading, you see. And the head's been with them ever since for the last year and potentially this year. Now, I thought they had a bit of a slow start to the week, actually. I thought, certainly when I saw them on Wednesday, they were not at their best. Downing were quite close, and Downing managed to get that distance down to three-quarters of a length around first post, but then Keys seem to have since found their form, and the last couple of days they've raced, they've been looking absolutely majestic, as usual. They are the likely heads, and they are probably going to get blades. Very similar pattern has been also followed in May's to the Lents. With first and thirds taking their headship for a brief period of the late noughties, although they only had it from 08 to 2010, but in 2010, Keys took it back. So I think Keys is going to get the blades and head of the river for this race. LMBC1, another crew to watch, they've had a bad week, actually. Their first boat's been down every single day, on for spoons. Men's second boat has fallen a few places. Men's third has fallen, five places, I think. Today, the men's first boat has been chased by Peterhouse, who have put in a reasonably steady performance, likely spoons there. Other ones to mention are St. Cats. They've had a good week in general as a college for both the men's. The men's one boat and the men's two boats, I think, were both on for blades. Can't remember what happened to the men's two. I think they narrowly missed out on that. They're chasing Tit Hall today in the men's first division. They feel hungry for it. They look hungry. I think that's going to happen. Slightly blades. Kings, the other ones to watch. They've had a fairly good week. They are on for blades, chasing Robinson in the Tim Steele boat. I'm less confident about this one. Kings Women have also did well, actually. They ended up going up to... in total, in Women's Division 1. So we'll watch Kings, that'll be quite interesting. But why do we do this all? What is it all about, this silly competition that we do? I mean, it's about commitment, it's about team spirit, it's about college pride, personal achievement, but most importantly, it's about putting a mark in the history books. Let's go over to Gemma with the rundown for Men's Division 1.
Right, thanks. Yeah, I'm at Ditton Corner, and there are loads of people lining the banks of the plough, but... basically, I've got Keys M1 at the top of the division, obviously looking for blades and headship, and then Downing M1 behind them, Queens M1, First and Third M1, Jesus M1, LMBC M1 looking to avoid spoons, chased by Peterhouse M1, Pembroke M1, Girton M1, Christ M1, Clare M1, Tit Hall M1, St. Cat's looking for blades, Robinson, Kings again looking for blades, Magdalen M1, Selwyn M1, and the sandwich boat, which is Keys M2. And I think I just heard the start cannon.
Yeah, that's right. Kim here at first post quarter as well as first post long reach. And I've got Keys here coming out just past me. And these guys are looking sharp as these blades are going in time perfectly. We've got at least two and three coming up to four boat lengths between Keys and Downing. Downing are looking good, but I don't know about this. I think Keys are definitely going to be getting there. And coming up is Queens, and they've lost their tiger hat. When they came down the river, I believe that they had a tiger hat on. But that they've got at least three boat lengths between them. Oh, here we go. They've got first and third who are closing in on and Queens, and that's looking to be about half a boat's length as they go around the corner away from me. And I've got Jesus who are passing by, about two, three boat lengths between them and Queens. And I've got Alan, Lady Margaret. These guys, I saw them training and they were looking good. And as ever, they're looking stronger on the river. Next up is Peterhouse. And between Peterhouse and Pembroke, there's about two boat lengths between them. Yes.
I can't hardly believe my eyes. So Keys are working brilliantly. They are amazing rowers. Just look at them, so majestic. Open up two lengths ahead of Downing. Downing very excellent. The things are getting really exciting, and I cannot believe this on the final day. Between first and third to Queens as we go into Grassy. First and third are gaining on Queens, the position four and three in the men's first division. They're now down to a quarter of a length as we go around Grassy. They're trying to race as close to the south bank as possible to gain some distance, but first and third managed to take the further tighter line, and they bring that distance down to just a quarter of a length as they go round Grassy Corner. Queen's taking emergency evasive action, steering towards the north bank. It's still at a quarter of a length. I think this one's going to go down.
Mike,
this river's a bit wider. Yes, Kim.
There's been a bump down here at first post corner. It's between Kings and Robinson. Kings has bumped Robinson. Yes.
Sorry to interrupt you there, some very exciting stuff in the gut. We've just had the Blades of Girton. They were being closed down by Pembroke into the gut, down to half a length, for the length, overlap, and that's the bump. Hand in the air, Girton bumps. Girton, have bumped up. Let's get this right. No, I'm sorry. Christ have bumped up on Girton. Apologies. Christ bumping up on Girton in the gut.
Gemma,
let's catch up with Gemma.
Okay, so Queens are just coming right now, and first and third are gaining on them. They are taking a very narrow line. They're going to have to make sure that their blades do not hit Ditton Corner. They are taking a wonderfully tight line, inside road. It's going to be a bump. They are grabbing onto the reach. Queens are definitely going to have to give it everything they've got to avoid a bump here. It almost looks like a concession is imminent as they're rounding onto the reach. And then behind them, I'll pass over.
Yeah, back here at First Post Reach, actually, we've had a bump between Selwyn and Maudlin. So Selwyn has bumped Maudlin, and she has also bumped Maudlin. Thank you, Gemma.
At the moment, I've got LNBC rowing past me, looking very strong. Behind them is about Peterhouse M1, and then on that, we've got Pembroke. Water. I don't think I'm going to catch up today, and I'll pass back over.
I'm on the long reach, and Queens and first and third are just coming past me now. This is incredibly close. There is probably now half a length in it. Queens looking to have recovered a bit, but definitely looking like they're having to work harder than the guys in the first and third boat. There could be a bump later on. First and third are well clear of Jesus behind them, who in turn are well clear of Lady Margaret. I don't think there's too much happening there. Some cheering people on bikes going past me there, as I'm sure you heard. What's happening back at Ditton Corner, Gemma?
Well, at the moment, Claire have just rode past me looking very strong, I'd say. About two rows behind them, he's just got to hit all. And again, Kat as well, right behind them, looking on station. It doesn't look like any bumps are going to happen on the reach, but again, anything can happen. They look fairly strong. Everyone is cheering. And then behind that, you've got a lot of clear water because they're Kings and Robs, because of that bump between Kings and Robs. But I can't
see
this boat.
Hi, this is Lucy here on Long Reach. I'm just watching Queens go past, and they have pulled away from first and third decisively. It's three lengths now, maybe widening to four lengths, and I think first and third are spent. They tried incredibly hard to catch Queens. It came so close, as we heard earlier. But it won't be the case that they'll bump them today. There's about three boat lengths, half boat lengths, back to Jesus from first and third, so we won't find a bump there. And then another five boat lengths back to Lady Margaret. The closest competition actually seems to be between Lady Margaret and Peterhouse, but there's still a few boat lengths there, so I doubt there's going to be a bump there either. Do we have any news? Maybe Mike at Grassy Corner?
So it's very good. You're a bit straight in my style, alone. So everybody's passed it grass so far. Gerson bumped by Bryson at the gut. We had Robinson being bumped early on, keeping the flagger, the blade. And then Morden were bumped by Selwyn. He's two rowing past with nothing to do at the back, the highest men's second boat. Just watching Girton row away now. So, what's happened between Peterhouse and Pembroke? Are they in the boat, are they?
They're just past me here at Long Reach, and they will. Pembroke will not be able to catch Peterhouse. They're several boat lengths behind. They're rowing strongly, but they're not anywhere close enough to catch them with this much left in the race. And I also see coming into view at the moment. I have Claire and Trinity Hall. Again, there's going to be a row over for these boats, I'd say. Trinity Hall are probably three boat lengths behind Claire, and there's no indication that Claire is slowing down. After Trinity Hall, we do have St. Catharines, who are a little closer. They're probably about a length and a half, two lengths behind. Still doesn't look like it's going to be a bump. So there's been a lot of row overs at the top of this race, apart from that one bump that we heard of earlier. And there's nothing else really to see here from Long Reach. Do you have any more news for the middle of the race back there?
So, let's just go over to, is Charlie there? Any boats passing you? Is Keys 2 past you now?
Keys 2 have just gone past me, which means that all the boats have now passed me here near the top of the Long Reach. So just the three bumps, it seems, in that first division. Christ bumping up on Girton. Kings bumping up on Robinson, meaning that they have got blades. And Selwyn bumping up on Magdalen. Not been a great week for Magdalen. Only that row over on the first day, preventing them from getting spoons. But Keys have held on to the headship, which is really the main story from this race. Back to you, Mike.
Very exciting. Very, very exciting. So poor old Magdalen, languishing at the bottom of the CAMFM Marconi Cup tables. Oh, well, you know, there's always other years. Wow, so bumps between Christ and on Girton. Kings getting their blades on Robinson, and Selwyn bumping Magdalen. Highest second boat is Keys. Keys and then second, who are in at the top of the men's two division. And, of course, as expected, Keys, men's first boat, maintaining their headship for another year on the Lent. And, of course, right over the top. Wouldn't expect anything else. Should also mention that LMBC managed to row over and avoid their spoons, which is very exciting. Well done, guys. I'm sure that you'll be celebrating at the end of today. And as the Riverside, as the CAM clears the spectators, it's amazing at how all the spectators well up, line the riverbank, and then within the seconds of the last boat passing, just disappear. As the sun sets over the fields behind me, licking the tops of the trees, it really falls to me just to say a few more things. And that's in the way of thank you. I want to say a huge thank you first to CUCBC for putting on this immense competition that we enjoy. It draws me back to this riverside every single year. Thanks to the rowers, to the coxes and the coaches for all their hard work. Many, many weeks of preparation, in fact months of preparation, go into this competition. These guys take it so seriously. It's passion for them. And if it wasn't for their passion, we wouldn't have such an amazing sport to watch. Thanks to the CAMFM studio team for some awesome anchoring, doing all the messages, the punditry in the studio, and to hear the dulcet tones of Tobias again. And also a thanks to the tech team, Tim at the plough, Phil for his very hard work on the website, who stitched together all sorts of equipment and kit and some pretty elaborate setups to bring you this race live. Thanks as well to all the commentators from this week. Thanks, guys. You've been absolutely fantastic and a pleasure to work with. But most importantly, thanks to you, the listener. I've done this. This is my 15th bump now. I've done this a lot. I was here at the river back in 2004 for the first time, and I remember when bumps pretty much happened and no one really knew what on earth was going on. No one knew, you know, except for the small wedge of vision in front of them, whether a bumps or not. And you kind of found out when you got back to your colleges and looked at the chalkboards at the Porter's Lodge. Well, that's all changed. Of many years of doing this, everyone knows within seconds, online, on air, everyone knows. Because CAMFM's here with lots of commentators bringing you the results. We wouldn't do it, though, if it wasn't for you guys listening, if it wasn't for all your messages, if it wasn't for all your kind words of support, for all your requests, and for all your inter-college banter, picking on other colleges, taking the mickey. it wouldn't be worth doing. You guys make it worth doing. So if you have liked what you've heard, I hope you'll stick around with us. We'll definitely be back in the May bumps doing this again. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else. In the meantime, though, if you've liked what you heard this week, we'd love to have you listening again. So, we've got a results update just to confirm what we've seen in a few minutes' time. But from the last race of Lent Bumps 2013, for the last time, it falls to me, back to the studio.
Thank you. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always.
This year's Lent Bumps on Cam FM. All the action at the riverside. Every stroke. Every sweep. Every bump. As and when it happens. On 97.2.